This is episode 450, recorded April 21st, 2017. Packard pokes at, I kissed an angry mob and I trumped it. I want to thank C. Walker from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
I have my goggles out and my, they're not goggles. They're,
Never mind. The beer goggles?
Beer goggles. Yeah, beer looking for the North Koreans to start lobbing stuff at the West Coast. They're called binoculars, actually.
Binoculars! I've heard of those things.
I know that word, yeah. And a bunch of other words, like, oh my God. I use that a lot lately.
You can always break out the opera glasses instead, you know.
Yeah.
Good thing. Hi, Atheist Ranger.
Hello.
Wasn't expecting you to join us tonight.
Sorry to join last minute, but I was busy. I spent the last like 5 hours drinking, so I'm sorry for being late.
That's okay. Like I said, was not expecting you to join us tonight. So
thanks, Trump.
Thanks.
It wasn't Trump. But I spent like the last 5 hours drinking tequila.
What if there's a really bad crummy guy who's going to jail, but I know he's innocent? Well, Bart, your Uncle Arthur used to have a saying, shoot them all and let God sort them out. Unfortunately, one day he put his theory into practice. It took 75 federal marshals to bring him down. Now let's never speak of him again.
You know, the thing about rumors is that sometimes they're true, sometimes they're not true. And a rumor should never, ever, ever get you killed. And that's exactly what happened over in Pakistan. A mob had a rumor that this gentleman, Marshal Khan, was brutally slain in Pakistan on the morning of April 13th by fellow students who turned into barbarians. Now, basically what happened was there was a rumor that he had said something blasphemous, which wasn't true, but because of blasphemy laws over there and because people have this thing with religion, they decided, well, we're just going to kill him. And that's exactly what they did. The alleged thing that had happened was called Gestaki. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right.
I think it's Gustaki, but yeah.
Gustaki. It might as well be
potato. I don't know.
It might as well be pistachio for all I care.
It means disrespect and blasphemy.
It literally means disrespect, but in the context over in Pakistan, it means just blasphemy. Now, concerned by the rumors, some of his teachers drove him away. Thanks. You guys are really good teachers if you are worried about words. Magic words. And since they drove him away, but he later returned to the area there saying, I have done nothing wrong. Why should I hide? Perfectly reasonable. When the mob came for him, he stood no chance. Now, police showed up, but they didn't do jack shit. Fucking cowards. Yes, Pakistan, you have a fucking cowardly police force. Fuck you. Fuck your police force. They said they were helpless. Bullshit. I think you were fucking cowards, or you hoped he would die.
Or they sided with the rioters.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where I was going next, actually. But it says here, the police who watched the attack said they were helpless, hopelessly outnumbered, and inadequately trained. Yeah, I'm sure you were. The best they could do was, Khan, was prevent the mob from burning his battered body, which they removed, even after dozens of charged men demanded it back. So they were able to get in there to take the body out, but they wanted, these people were so bloodthirsty, they wanted to do more harm to this dead body. The person is dead. What more can you fucking do to it? Now, somebody wrote out about this, and I applaud them for writing about this. They said this violence, which there is no justification morally, legally, or religiously, falls into a familiar pattern. It starts with rumors that the person has committed some kind of blasphemy. A mob is gathered and incited to attack the accused. This is very common in Muslim laws. This is not just happens just in Muslim countries. That happens here in the United States occasionally too, especially if you get someone that's really riled up about the religion. Connie, your thoughts?
He was accused of promoting the Ahmadi thought, which emphasizes that Islam is the final dispensation and restoration to true essence of which lost, which was that Ahmad appeared in the likeness of Jesus, and Ahmad promoted the end of religious wars, the condemnation of bloodshed, the reinstitution of morality, justice, and peace, and a revival of peace and propagation of Islam. And if this was what he was actually doing, which, by the way, Marshal Khan, the dead man now, you know, he actually did. He promoted the elevation of women. You know, he promoted basically civil rights. That's what he was promoting. And he was so brave. And he really was. He just like, no, this is right. This is what is right. And he wouldn't shut up about it.
You can't have women having rights, Connie. Don't you know that? Women don't have rights over there. And peace? Holy shit. Having everybody get along? Well, no. Can't have that. We got to be able to be assholes for no fucking reason because religion.
Because, yeah, I mean, this is what it is. The total silencing of any opposition of thought. Well, it isn't thought. It's, you know, it poses itself as thought and it's just belief. And, you know,
you know, the thing is here, when they first attacked him, he started reciting verses from the Quran to prove his faith. But police reached the scene, managed to rescue him and get. Oh, this is another. Must be another person here.
That was his. That was his partner because he and, I'm sorry. I thought I had it written down here, but he had a friend. Mm-hmm. They were posting things on Facebook, and this other friend, actually a professor at the university that they both attended, was hiding him. Yeah, and the police rescued him and took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where they captured Marshal Khan was in his hostel, in his his dormitory.
This is why
Abdullah. I'm sorry, Abdullah was the name of the other person.
Right, Abdullah. This is the reason why I fight against religion, because religious beliefs cause people to do stupid things, and this is one of those things. If your magic sky wizard gets offended by words or somebody else believing that something else, then you have a bad religion to be following. Atheist Ranger, your thoughts?
Well, what is there to say? I mean, I'm getting tired of these SJWs getting tired saying that Islam is a religion of peace. And quite frankly, this is an example that it's fucking not.
To a degree, I mean, I stand out for social issues. Some people might even call me SJW into some degree, but I will not stand for religion, any religion that is used to harm anybody else.
More to the point, this is exactly why I am 100% anti-theist. Now, let me be very clear. I don't believe at all about banning religion via law. I don't. I believe getting rid of religion by pointing out their stupid-ass fucking ideas, and Islam is fucking one of them. You have, like Saudi Arabia, for example. You have people in Saudi Arabia government executing people because of fucking sorcery. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to respect that? Fuck you. I'm not going to respect that.
No, and you shouldn't. And you shouldn't.
I just think that in some strange way, Marshal Khan was, in a way, a social justice warrior within Islam. And while I would argue with Marshall that, you know, his God, you know, God is not proved, I really applaud him for wanting to drag Islam into the 20th century, 21st century, and say, look, you know, people have rights. And that's what we're saying. And when I don't know why it's so hard to delineate, except that people hold religious ideas to be gospel, true, a gospel and truth, and they want them to be treated the same way as we do. I don't know. I just don't understand. Never mind.
Okay. You know, yeah. I totally can see where you're going with that.
Thank you.
I do not have the same religion doesn't have rights. People have rights.
No. And I think that actually that's what Marshall Kahn was promoting. Even though he was still himself religious, he was just trying to drag Islam into the modern age. And that's how religion dies. It's a sad and it's a long process.
Yeah, it was a long process to bring Christianity into the 20th century.
Yeah.
And we're still dragging it along with us.
Well, you know, with dead weight like Pat Roberts and and John Hagee, how can you?
It's 2017. That somebody will take the hand out of that guy's ass and stop talking with his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually, he'll go.
Well, it's kind of hard to when.
Let's just hope it's caught on camera.
Well, it's kind of hard to when Christianity is trying so desperately to try to take credit pretty much for human morality. When if you actually look at human history, human morality predates religion. Sorry, yeah, that's just a historical fact.
Yeah, it does.
Exactly. Teach me how to be sensible,
logical, or responsible. And tonight we have our logic game. Let's see if you can figure out our logic question tonight. And our logic question tonight is, many conservatives wish to ban gay marriage, discredit climate change, and deny evolution. Therefore, conservatives are homophobic, anti-environmental creationists. Now, is this A, ad hominem, B, spotlight, C, division, or D, misleading vividness? Connie, what do you think it is?
Oh, geez, it's not ad hominem. Division? I will say C.
Okay, you say C. All right. Atheist Ranger, what do you think it is? Is it A, ad hominem, B, spotlight, C, division, or D, misleading vividness?
I think it's B because it. If you actually look at statistics, when it comes to Republicans, most of them are against gay marriage. Most of them are for cutting fundings to the EPA. And most of them are for in teaching intelligent design in public schools. So I'm going to say with B.
You're going to go with B. All right. Let's see what the answer was. It is C, division. Connie got it right. Assuming that characteristics or beliefs of a group automatically applied to any individual or member. So just because you...
My apologies.
No, that's all right. That's why we have this.
It's interesting.
Basically, it's another kissing cousin to, you know, this because of that. It's another one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, now that I think about it, when I'm reading this definition, atheists deal with that all the time. When it comes to theist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But we're assuming that, you know, if you're assuming that the belief of or is always across the board for everybody, then you're making a fallacy right there, because it's like sometimes you deal with Christians and sometimes you think they're all pro-lifers, which that's not all true, because I know some Christians are also pro-choice.
Sweeping generalizations.
Yes, sweeping generalization. That's very.
That's how I know it the best. So, yep. Okay. All right.
Kissing cousin is sweeping generalization.
Totally stupid.
Yeah.
I'll admit I'm a bit guilty of this, but like I said, if you actually look at statistics and studies, most Republicans are for everything you just named.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be a dick, but.
You're a dick.
It is interesting, though, when you think about it politically, just real quick, you say GOP, a lot of people wind up GOP because I don't want big government. Again, that's probably not true either, but it's funny what things get thrown under the blanket. And, again, a sweeping generalization, because we just want something, you know, A or B. We want, do you want column A or column B or column C?
Right, exactly.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokeSet on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokeSet, or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSet. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. for everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable...
Fire! Fire! Fire!
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. And be sure to check out our secondary podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. A new episode drops on Thursdays now. So if you haven't heard the latest one, go check that out. We're talking about Joseph and his dreams and his fucker father, who they can't figure out whose name it is. It's either Israel or it's Jacob or Bozo or Fucktard or whatever his name is this week.
I'm just thinking.
Last time
Joseph has amazing technicolor green coat.
Yeah, it's amazing technicolor fucktard is what it is.
Last time I checked, it was Israel.
No. If you listen to the episode, if you listen to the latest episode, which was chapter 43, it starts out, it goes back and forth. It literally goes back and forth. Israel, Jacob. They don't keep a standard name. It bounces back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. I mean, last time I read it was, I believe it was Israel.
Yeah, but no, I'm serious. The story, they keep talking it back and forth. They don't get, his name is never consistent. It's never consistent in this book.
Rainbow Condom.
Yeah, I'm just going to call it Rainbow Condom at this point.
What if we pick the wrong religion? Every week we're just making God madder and madder.
Testify!
You know, if you're in the military, sometimes you have your options are limited on so many different things, especially when it comes to what you believe or what you don't believe. And for a long time, atheism was not an accepted thing that you could have on your dog tags or what you should be buried with. You know, if something should happen to you, you get a service or whatever. And in many cases, if you have something that's on, that you believe something, like say you're a humanist or a deist, then those things just get pretty much ignored. And they just give you a typical Catholic or whatever religion the pastor is that's on
non-denominational
duty. Yeah, or non-denominational at that point. And that doesn't fit everybody. Recently, the DOD or Department of Defense added several new faiths and beliefs. As of March 31st, there's more than 100 new faith and belief codes, formerly faith and group codes, now listed heathen, other religions, humanist, no preference, no religion, or none provided. Which is kind of a good thing, because this way people have a choice. And because there is more than just Christian or not Christian, there is many shades. This alone, the fact is that they have to have over 100 codes for all the different faiths, kind of puts a pin in it that faith is just whatever. And it just doesn't belong. I don't think it belongs, but I'm just kind of glad that the Department of Defense is finally acknowledging that other people have, hey, not everybody believes in a God or Jesus or Jeebus or whatever. Kind of your thoughts.
So it's diluted. It's like one part per million.
Yeah.
Religion.
Yeah, one part religion, one part human, one part asshole. I mean, well, that's military, you know, all the rest of it's all asshole. It's 98% asshole for the military.
Evidently. Yeah. There's actually a proposal to get a humanist chaplain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, when it's down to 1 million parts of a millionth, there's just water.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, I'm really excited about this. And the other sense, I like how inclusive it is.
Yeah, this is I'm liking the fact that the military is getting a little bit more inclusive on all this crap. Atheist Ranger, what are your thoughts?
Well, quite frankly, the military should have already been on all inclusive, but I'm very glad they are including atheists in that, because I've read many testimonies of atheist soldiers being passed over or even denied promotions because of their atheism. So I'm very glad about this.
Yeah. Especially the part is, let's just say you believe in Odin and they, because you didn't have heathen on your dog tags, you would end up getting a non-denominational Christian burial. And some people don't want that. Some people just do not want that.
Well, what gets me about this whole thing is that it really has more to do with the end of life, which nobody really has proof of anything, but everybody wants to be able to have their big send off and mm-hmm. do it to the right thing. But that's the atheist to me, you know, pointing that out.
I kind of like the traditional Norse Germanic Anglo-Saxon.
Oh, yeah.
You put you in a boat, you send you out, light you on fire.
And you know what? Play Queen. Play whatever rock band.
And play rock band. Play some kind of play something from Queen.
I guarantee you, if I ever die, that I want I want Highway to Hell playing at my funeral.
There you go. Hey,
by the way, you probably will, but you know.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it's where you go after that. That's the question, right?
I don't know if I could hang out with Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, and the Crypt Keeper in hell, I'll be happy.
You can hang out with those guys. I'll go find my way to the pool.
Where's Keanu Reeves? That's what I want to know.
I'm gonna go hang out with Hitchens, you know, and pick his brain a little bit more.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
And tonight we have our True or Troll segment. Connie is going to try to troll me, actually. Well, and since Atheist Ranger has joined us, she's going to try to troll both of us. So, you got two for the price of one tonight. So, Connie, what is your first story headline for this evening?
All right. Trump: God created Fox News to lead and support by presidency. True or troll?
I call troll on this one. Atheist Ranger, what do you call?
Oh, absolutely fucking troll.
Correct, both of you.
Yay!
Pastor Swanson: pastors with gay children must choose between binding them like Abraham or resigning. True or troll?
I've heard of this pastor so many times, and this pastor is such a fucktard. Actually, on this one, I think it's true.
I've never heard of this pastor, but I do trust Packard. In fact, I've actually trust Packard with my life. So I will say troll as well. I mean, true as well.
I said true, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, true as well.
Well, get a life preserver, stranger, because that was troll.
Oh, shit. Oh,
okay. Shit, we were both wrong.
We were both wrong in that one.
You're both wrong. I'm sorry.
It does sound like something like he would say, though.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Swanson is a fucktard, and it just sounds like something he would actually say. That's a good troll, Connie. Good troll.
Thank you. All right, Kellyanne Conway: Sanders has a moral responsibility to stop protests because Republicans never protested an elected president. True or true?
Oh, Kellyanne Conway, holy shit. This is like Sarah Palin's territory here. I want to say true, but something tells me that she wouldn't actually go out in public to say this, so I'm going to have to go troll on this one.
I'm going to have to go troll because Kelly Conway is not that stupid.
All right, you're both correct.
Yay!
Yay.
Only part of that statement was a lie. All right. Okay. In the defense of Trump, Micah Huckabee says, you can't kiss a woman leaning away from you. True or troll?
I call troll.
Oh, fucking troll. Even Mike Huckabee is not that stupid.
True.
Oh,
really? Wow. Oh, fuck.
I know.
Jesus Christ, that man. What? Somebody blocked that fucker up. Damn.
Seriously. God damn. I'll be.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Okay, you're two for two. Okay,
I thought I heard everything from Huckabee, but no, I have heard everything from Huckabee. Holy shit. He can just fucking kick off now because I've heard everything that's gonna that fucker's gonna come out of his mouth. Holy shit!
All right.
I can't wait away from you if you're kissing. Oh, what the fuck are you talking about? Are you fucking high?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
All right.
Headline, please. Wow.
Palin suggests she can replace O'Reilly. I am the smartest person I know, and there's zero risk of me harassing women. True or troll?
I want to say true.
So you're saying that's true?
I say that's a true.
Anthony what do you Stranger. Think, AJ Ranger?
Well, seeing as Sarah Palin is probably the stupidest female I've ever come across, I'm going to say true.
Okay. Nope.
Oh, we're both wrong on this one, too?
Yes, you are.
Damn. I am. My news nose is crooked tonight.
Damn.
Well, you know what? Give the little buzzer thing. Twice.
Yeah, I just did it. Make sure I did it three times. Okay.
Holy Sorry, shit. Guys.
Damn.
Well, you know what? Given this presidential fuck fest, it's oh, been.
Don't sugarcoat it. We fucked up.
Well, you know, maybe we need to get our skeptical glasses on. I don't know.
No, I think you're right. We need to. These people are so bizarre that it's hard to tell the difference between what's real and what's not with these people anymore. It's amazing.
You'll excuse me as I revel in one of my few victories.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Was there any more, or is that it?
That was five.
Oh, that was all five. Oh, and what did we get? Like 40% that time? We got like two, right?
Got two right and three wrong.
Oh, holy shit.
By the way, Atheist Ranger, maybe you shouldn't want to follow Packard.
I'm usually right about this.
I know you. No, wait, you are.
No, I wasn't following Packard.
Just that.
Usually. Well, not all the I didn't say all the time. There's a difference.
I wasn't following Packard on this. It's just that I know how stupid Sarah Palin is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. And yeah. See, now I'll never get to do another one of these again.
Yeah.
Patty's going to put this trophy up on her wall and says, I beat Packard.
and
Ranger.
It's like, oh, my God, yes. Anyway.
She's gonna be a cock of the walk from now on. Mm-hmm.
At least for another couple weeks.
Yeah, at least another couple weeks. Yeah. Alrighty, well, we gotta get out of here. I wanna thank everybody for coming. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
And that's a wrap.